This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Key, be careful here. Musical predictions are not our thing, but I think we can safely say this is Tom Petty.
Race car driver.
That would be the King Richard Petty.
Richard Petty.
Okay.
Tom Richard.
It could be related,
Petty.
You know?
Might be his cousin.
I don't know. Yeah.
Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty. Do you remember him back in the day?
Bryce Petty. Remember him? Big tall guy.
A lot of Petties.
So wait. What, Richard
Manny Petty?
Petty?
What?
Manny Petty. Richard Petty.
Richard Petty.
Richard Petty. And what was the other one?
Bryce Petty.
Bryce. The no, the one you said. Richard Petty and then the NASCAR guy.
Oh, Richard Petty
Tom
and his
Petty.
Son,
Tom
Lee Petty.
Petty. Tom Petty.
Tom yeah. Petty
so this
is the singer.
Musician, Tom
yes.
Petty.
Yeah.
Got it. Just got it.
So there you go. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
We have insurance. Don't worry.
Track.
We're safe.
Yeah, we're safe.
We're trying to get back on track.
We're good.
All of our guests on the Shell Pennzoil performance line. So Lee Petty, his son, the offspring, the King, Richard Petty, Baylor quarterback, Bryce Petty, and Tom Petty.
So
we all square?
Petties.
Yeah.
I'm pettied out.
Whatever happened to Bryce Petty?
He had a great career at Baylor, never just really worked out in the NFL. He threw for a million yards
million
after
yards.
Robert Griffin III. Remember that? RG3
yeah.
put him on the map.
Yeah.
And we haven't
Big
heard from him
stud
since.
Too.
Yeah. And by the way, Petty, P-E-T-T-Y, Manny Petty, P-E-D-I. I believe.
Yes.
That's how.
I know I need to go get a Manny Petty too. And somebody told me you put that video on social media.
What video?
Of me clipping my nails.
Yeah, because you clipped your nails at work and you kept
yeah, and
banging
you,
them on the table.
And then you take it and put it in a trash can.
I haven't seen that since my Plainfield days. It just brought me back.
Playing for New Jersey. Jersey shout out.
Brought me back, you know?
In the house. So you heard Mike Tomlin said, we play like that again, we'll probably get an L. Well, guess what? They don't have an L. They're 8-0. You heard the play-by-play guy say it. First time they're 8-0 in franchise history, which is amazing because their history has been amazing. Dominant since the 70s on, winners of 6 Super Bowls. But the other side of the story, fellas, real quick. Listen to this. I mean, I know it's been a bad year for the Cowboys. Key, when is the last time
Uh-oh.
A team had a fourth different starting quarterback in a 5-game span? 4 over the course of season, I get it, emergency guy, couple injuries. 4 in a 5-game
span. When was
span.
The last time? It's never happened.
What is going on? They were the biggest home dog they've been in about 31 years.
Never happened.
Nearly pulled off the stunner of the season. 4 in 5 games, fellas?
It's never happened, Z. It's never happened. Couldn't. Who? When? Like a 1920 something? Like it? No. Not at all. When you get down to your fourth quarterback, it's a wrap. When you get to your third quarterback, it's a wrap.
Are you guys both one of these guys? Are you about moral victories, Key? Like, would last night be a moral victory for the Dallas Cowboys?
No. There's yeah. no moral victory. I mean, they play as well as they can play with the team that they put out on the field. I mean, it's just they were not going to beat the Steelers. The Steelers were not going to let them beat them. They hung around. You play down your competition a lot of times in the National Football League. And the Pittsburgh Steelers certainly played down to the competition.
I just know how this stuff works. I'm sorry.
No, so go ahead.
I just know how this stuff works. It's like, you know, all the headlines today, all the talk shows, like, does this say more about the Cowboys or are you worried about the Steelers? And I'm like, no.
You play down
I'm
to your
neither.
Competition.
The Steelers are fine. They found a way to win ugly. I'm happy Big Ben is healthy. That's what you need moving forward. And the Cowboys are who the Cowboys are.
If they played them 5 out of 5 times, they're going to win all 5. Pittsburgh going to win all 5 against that Cowboy team.
So here, don't allow other people to make a narrative bigger than what they are.
They can spot the Cowboys 21 points, and they'll go get them.
Clearly, Ben Roethlisberger could be an MVP candidate. That's what we're asking today. Hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who is the NFL's MVP? Key and Jay have been clear. Mahomes in a runaway right now, but where's Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, a non-quarterback? We had somebody call earlier this morning and say, who can do all the things Alvin Kamara can do? Where is Ben Roethlisberger? The reason I mention that is obviously last year you have Duck Hodges and you have Mason Rudolph. They're scuffling to try to make the playoffs, which says a lot about Mike Tomlin. Next thing you know, they switch one position. Ben's back for his 17th year, and they're suddenly the NFL's only undefeated team. By the way, mic drop moment here for Ben. The Cowboys may be America's team, but the Steelers are a global team.
I'm not trying to take any shots at anybody, but if you didn't know who America's team was, you should have seen the stands and all the terrible towels. Dallas may be America's team, but we'll be the world's team because we got fans everywhere and they're the best in the world.
Key, you
well, just in case, Ben didn't know, that was a shot. You know, I said this last week when we talked about the Pittsburgh going into Jerry's World, that they have fans in the stands, but it would be dominated by the Pittsburgh Steelers and the terrible towels. They travel well. They're just a, you know, Cowboys, Pittsburgh in football, Green Bay, the Raiders, even, a couple other teams. But those four teams, they travel well. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, no matter what, when they go on the road, you walking through the airport on weekends, you're going to see Pittsburgh Steelers fans waiting at the bar for their flights. No question about it.
Global fan base. Jay asked this just a couple seconds ago, Jay asked Key, if this was a moral victory for the Cowboys. You weren't favored to win, but you led most of the game. Can you build on that? Interesting question. Here's Ezekiel Elliott's answer.
There's no moral victories here. You know what I mean? We're still here to win football games, and we got to figure out ways to win football games, and we got to get back to the lab and get better.
They got to buy this.
He's not wrong about that.
Cowboys are on the bye.
Yeah, they can just, figure out what they want to do when they come back from the bye. This is one of those seasons, man, when you get to the bye, you just want to just get away from everybody and take a break, go somewhere, and just get away and come back with a fresh mind and a new start to the season.
I'm so curious. I think these are the type of seasons that end up telling you about leadership. We always talk about leadership for them. We know that obviously that comes from Dak Prescott. But I do believe that this is an opportunity for Ezekiel Elliott. When things don't go well, how you respond to when things don't go well. I mean, Key, you spent time with him. You did that interview. Are you seeing what you need from Ezekiel Elliott leadership-wise during these troubling times?
Well, some people lead different, right?
I know. I understand that. But you need it for the position he plays. I mean, I know he's not Dak, but it seems like the two people who lead this franchise in the future you would think would be Dak and Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, you would think that, but when you're not having a good season, sometimes it's just like a lot is taken out of you. And in this case, you can see where at times when the camera pans to Zeke sitting on the bench, that he's dejected. Like there's something that has been taken from him. It's almost like he's not having fun out there playing from me just looking. Now, I don't know because I haven't talked to him, but just watching him on the sideline, it just looked like I'm not having any fun. This is not what I signed up for. And that's why I said the bye couldn't come at a better time for them. Now, I know travel is weird because of the pandemic and everything that's going on, but these are the times where the bye comes in handy where you can get away, get your mind thought, that process together. When you now come back, you rejuvenated and you feel different about the second half of the season. Now, I hate to say it, but the division is wide open. Right? It's just
they don't have a chance, though, man.
They don't got
no I know you want to tell yourself that, but they ain't got no chance.
Maybe they go on a run or something. I don't know. I mean,
look, get on your PJ, go away for a week, relax, and come back because you know it's going to be hell all over again. I mean, look,
they got to get on the PJ?
Or whatever they want to go. Take a road trip. I don't care what you do. Find some way to get your mind to relax. But all I'm saying is when you have people inside the organization from anonymous sources, all the things that this team has gone through, talking about the coaching staff, whether Mike McCarthy is it, and losing your quarterback, losing Andy Dalton, nobody stepping up to the plate. This is just who the Dallas Cowboys are this year.
Head to Cabo, man. Go and get to take some time off.
Now, listen, I sit in 27C, so does PJ mean private jet?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
He said PJ. I didn't say that. Okay. 27C. Well, you better fly a little bit more and get some upgrades.
Well, right now, nobody was sitting on either side. I got the whole aisle to myself.
Well, that depends upon what airline you fly. All right,
that's
anyway,
fair.
Moving forward.
Real quick, for the division standings, just to throw it out, the Eagles are 3-4-1. They're actually playing the Giants this week. Washington's at 2-6. The Cowboys are 2-7. The Giants are 2-7, picking up a win over Washington.
We have a chance!
Yesterday. Who's the MVP? That's what we're asking this morning. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If it's easier for you, go ahead and hit us up on Key, J, and Z. I know Jay's been monitoring our Twitter feed this morning, so you can tell us your MVP. For those of you that weren't with us earlier this morning, it's something we've talked about. Key, your MVP at this second is?
Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP at today. It may change tomorrow, but today he's the MVP, followed up by Aaron Rodgers, then Russell Wilson third. Russell Wilson was leading the pack, but his last couple games has been kind of just like herky-jerky for me. where Patrick Mahomes has thrown for close to 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns and 0 picks over the last couple games.
Jay, your MVPs?
Patrick Mahomes. And I had him before, but your stat sealed the deal for me next level because, yeah, he's thrown for 25 TDs, 1 interception. He's thrown for 2,687 yards. Like he said, 900 yards in the past 2 games, 9 touchdowns in the last 2 games. Ridiculous. But then, Zubin, your stat, 4-1 pass-to-run ratio. So the fact that they're passing and his numbers looking the way they look like that?
He's got to finish the deal, though, right? Meaning, like, he's got to win the Super Bowl more than just last year. I mean, I don't want to look up 5 years from now and we're still going, oh, they haven't won again, you know, and he's still putting up record-breaking numbers.
For him to win MVP, he needs to win the Super Bowl?
No, I'm saying just for his career,
he
needs to win a couple Super Bowls because right now, right, it's one of those situations where Patrick Mahomes is the flavor of the year. There's no question about it, and he's the most dominant quarterback in the NFL right now, but don't want to be in an Aaron Rodgers situation where you get to one Super Bowl, you win it, and then you never get back to win more Super Bowls because next year is going to be different. Eric Bieniemy will be a head coach somewhere. So you may have a different voice in your headset, in your helmet. So you got to seize the opportunity in the moment now because as you win, people start to pluck, you know, coaches off your staff. Spagnuolo, who's the defensive coordinator over there, as this defense continues to get better, people will start to float his name out there again as a head coach. Failed once with the Rams, but he can have a second bite at the apple as they continue to win.
It's a great point. Steve Spagnuolo, their defensive coordinator, like he said, wasn't great in St. Louis. And also on the other side, Eric Bieniemy, for those of you not aware, the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. He has been as important, Andy Reid has said, as anybody in the formation of this offense.
And that's why you got to take care of business now because EB will be somebody's head coach next year. And now you got a different person guiding you and teaching you in your helmet. So you got to take care of business while you can.
Speaking of the Chiefs, let's go to the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN. A lot of Mahomes love from the fellas this morning. But there's another maybe Chiefs option out there. Matt in Omaha, you're on ESPN Radio. Who's the MVP?
I think Travis Kelce should have some consideration for the MVP for what he does for the team.
Guys, what do you think about that? He did have an excellent day yesterday. Travis Kelce balled out. It is just one game, but we're doing this on a week-to-week basis. Travis Kelce yesterday, 10 catches, 159 through the air in the win.
Yeah, team MVP. He's a team MVP. He ain't no league MVP.
That's a tough sell.
Yeah, he can't. I'm sorry. Kelce's good, but it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
I mean, look at these MVP odds. Russell Wilson, minus 175. Patrick Mahomes.
What does that mean?
Just what it was before.
What does that mean? I don't know anything about odds in sports books.
So you throw down $100, and if Russell Wilson wins the MVP, you win $175.
That's not a good bet.
Why not?
I want the bet that the other dude made.
You want the 4,000?
Yeah, I want that bet. I don't want this bet. I want the one 4,000 for the half a million.
That's the Kelce bet, though. If you threw down 4,000 on Kelce, you probably would win.
No, but that's giving money away because you know Kelsey's not going to get a vote.
Fair enough. Let's go to your home state, Key. Mark in California is on ESPN Radio. Mark, who is the NFL's MVP?
Well, I think you got to really give some consideration to Ben Roethlisberger because you got to remember he's working with a bunch of people that he only got to know by Zoom. No preseason with all of these young guys that they brought in. Hadn't played football in a year. And if he guides this team to a 16-0 and deep in the playoffs, you got to give him some serious consideration.
Yeah, he gets some consideration, but he's more of a comeback player of the year type, along with Alex Smith, depending on how Alex Smith continues to play and stay healthy and things like that. But that's what I would be more in line with Big Ben, even if he did go 16-0, because I think Patrick Mahomes' numbers and his team will only probably have 1 or 2 losses, and his numbers are going to be so gaudy that – it's going to probably be a numbers game. You know how you guys like those numbers.
I love those numbers. Great word, gaudy.
But plus, we love like the sex appeal, right? We love the things that look, whoa, did you see that? That's not who Big Ben is.
No.
Like, it's rough. It's It's different. Like, and I like that style. I mean, that's Steeler football.
Exactly.
But that, I don't feel like Steeler football gets rewarded nationally with how we deem what MVPs
and
are.
And you know how people be voting. They look a certain way and look a certain thing. Big Ben might come, and then we get to the month of December, he may have the grizzly beard. You know, and you voter people be like, I don't like the way he looks. That's just how their minds operate, which isn't fair, but let's be real here.
There's personal biases. Ask Barry Bonds or any of these guys, whatever they've been accused of doing or haven't done or have done. There's a lot of people that will say people will hold it against you. We got two more that are really interesting.
I ain't going to vote for him because he got a big beard.
Hairy situation. Michael in Minneapolis. Well. Michael in Minneapolis, you're on ESPN Radio. Who's the MVP?
You guys need to get off these quarterbacks, stop loving them so much, and recognize who the real MVP is.
Who is
Dalvin Cook?
Oh, okay.
So ooh, Mike,
he's been balling.
Every time the Vikings give him the ball, they win. It's just that simple.
How many wins do they have though?
but what I'm saying is, when they try to run it through Kirk Cousins, they lose.
Well,
when they give the ball to Dalvin and let him run, they win. It's just that simple.
No,
he is the most valuable player in this league.
It is that simple, but we're not telling them to give Kirk Cousins all that money and they got to justify it. We didn't tell them to do that. Dalvin Cook, in order for a running back to get it, I think that they've got to have, you know, let's say they have a pass and run statistics. They got to have about 1,500 in the air and about 1,500 on the ground. They got to have 2,000 on the ground in order to get it. It just rushing for 1,200 yards and another 500 in the air is not going to get you the MVP.
Yeah, I do hear what he's saying, though. Dalvin Cook has had one hell of a year.
Yeah,
and the last couple
good.
Of games,
he's
been – he's been coming into his own at a different level.
He's legit. He's legit. There's no question about it. But to keep it 100, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to resist. Laverne, I'm going to be the first person that ever talks to you and not use a TV joke here. Laverne in Chicago, you're on ESPN Radio. Who's the MVP?
Why you didn't use the TV joke? Laverne, hey, Kyle Shirley.
I'm surprised.
Out of the demo.
See, I knew you guys were going to do that.
LeBron, that's not me or Zubin. That's Key. I just want you to know that. All right, brother?
Hey, Key.
What up?
You lucky I didn't catch you back in the day, son.
Why?
Hey, I done lit you up.
Man. Come on now.
Hey, but you know what? Patrick Mahomes' swagger, man. Swagger, you can't teach that. That's just cut and dry swagger. That's MVP swagger. And when you watch him pass in the pocket, he's always finding the right guy.
Yeah, you call him from Chicago, right?
Of course.
Just imagine just imagine if he was a bear. Oh. They probably screw it up though.
I'm pissed every day when we don't have him. And you know what? I'm actually from South Carolina, and I ain't never been a Bears fan. I'm gonna just say that right now, but. My wife is. My wife is born, bred, and raised in Chicago and always been a Bears fan, so I can't talk against them too much.
Dang, just think if they'd have had Deshaun Watson, too. South Carolina,
you're
Clemson.
Killing the guy. You're
Stop.
Killing the guy.
Man, you know what?
The what if
you
game.
You're sticking me in the guts now, man, because Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, any other quarterback but Trubisky at that time.
Laverne, listen to me now. This is very important. Don't let Key start your week off that way. Don't start thinking about what you could have had, okay? All right, start off being positive.
Hey, look,
stay on the track.
Hey, bro, I got two cars sold this morning. I'll be at work in about 5 minutes with two deals already. I sell cars, man.
Get your money, man. Get your money.
Got it. ABC, always be closing. Thank you, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
See?
Who are you, Zubin?
Zubin been studying.
I'm kind of a chameleon.
Key, what was that we did last week? Goes up to the bar. What do you say when he goes
Hello.
Up to the bar?
Hello.
No, he said he's about business.
He's
ain't got
you know
time
why
to be
I'm
playing
here.
Around.
Yeah, you know why I'm here. I'm not playing around. ABC's all about closing right now.
And last thing for Laverne, if those of you that are old enough for Laverne and Shirley, that obviously should have been Laverne in Milwaukee, not Laverne in Chicago on ESPN
no
Radio with the show based
so
yeah.
it just,
in Milwaukee.
In other words, we know the show is in Milwaukee, so you don't need to tweet us and tell us it's Chicago. We get it.
Yes, indeed. We have a great affiliate out there in Milwaukee as well. Hey, Tyrone in Philadelphia.
You better call.
No, Tyrone.
Go for it, Tyrone. Who's the MVP?
Yes. No one is giving – Josh Allen any type of respect from what he is doing. This guy, all he does is make plays. All he does is run. He's very elusive. I mean, he has that the new weapon, Stephon Diggs. I mean, this guy is straight up baller.
What do you think, guys? Tyrone and Philly going Josh Allen.
Yeah, I like Josh Allen as an opportunity to continue to show people that he belongs in the NFL despite his struggles over the last several weeks. He obviously took and fried the Seahawks pretty good yesterday, but no, he's not in the MVP conversation.
I want to know Tyrone's last name. What's Tyrone's
man,
last
leave
name?
Tyrone
I'm
alone,
asking Tyrone
man.
What his full name is.
He don't sound like a Tyrone.
I don't know. Is this,
what
I
does
know?
This Tyrone
I don't
sound
know.
Like?
I'm just curious now.
Oh, God. No, he... I think he Tyrone.
Yeah.
He might have been Tyrone. Zubin, you can't say that.
Yet
we
another
can't.
Thing I can't wait.
You can't say that. We can.
Hey, but I'm with him on the Josh Allen love, though. Like I said before.
Especially after yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, look, he lost his grandmother Saturday night.
That's
came
fine.
Back, played a big game.
I get all that, what you're saying.
I'm not saying he's in the conversation, in my conversation.
He's
but,
cool for the conversation, but he's not the MVP of the league. That's just... Let's hey, look, keep it 100.
Just let Buffalo live for a little bit, man.
No, it's,
just,
I'm not saying that he's not good.
Let
I'm
them
not saying,
ride out high for
I'm
just
not,
a little bit.
I'm not saying that the Miami Dolphins aren't on their heels to win the division. I'm not saying any of that.
You're a mean person.
All I'm saying is he's not the league MVP. That's all. He's a good quarterback. He's doing well.
Top five? I'm just asking you to try to put some respect on the young man's name.
I don't think he's a top five quarterback. No, I don't.
No, top five, like NFL? If he NFL MVP? Five. MVP?
Like I mean, what? He'll probably get some consideration if he continues to play this way.
Okay.
The trophy's going to Aaron Rodgers,
understood.
Patrick Mahomes,
understood.
Russell Wilson.
We just want to give him that. The fans, I feel like the Buffalo Bill fans just want some respect. I feel
they
like
got
that's,
plenty of respect.
I
just,
understand.
They got plenty of respect.
Look, all the national headlines every single day, we're going to lead with the Cowboys. We're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes. We're going to talk about how Aaron Rodgers is making people out there who we didn't really know become great, and we don't really talk about Josh Allen. So I hear what Bills fans are saying.
Bills Mafia is legit. I get it. But he ain't no MVP of the league. That's all. That's all I'm saying. He's a good player who's on his way to becoming a great player. But right now, as we sit in these chairs today, he's not the league MVP.
I wonder Bills what Tyrone's last name is.
He's still on that.
What? I'm just kidding.
888-SAY-ESPN. Call us in the commercial. Now, we should say that the Bills, the one thing that Josh Allen has that the other guys don't is that his year-to-year improvement, and the other guys are just already great, right? Rodgers is great. Wilson's great. Mahomes is great. People were waiting for Josh Allen to take the next step. So from an ascension standpoint, I do think it's fair that he's made the most year-over-year progress. That doesn't mean you're the MVP, but if you're looking for a different sort of storyline, he has upped his game.
Brandon Bean got it right. And General Manager Brandon Bean got it right when he went out and got Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley and those guys to help Josh Allen. He got it right.
Imagine
but he's not the MVP.
Imagine being a quarterback with targets like Stephon Diggs. This is the same for other quarterbacks out there who don't have those type of targets. Lamar Jackson.
Last word, I'll tell
you. That's on the Ravens.
I understand.
Last word there, while the Browns are trying to figure out whether Baker's their guy, while the Jets are trying to figure out whether Darnold's their guy, the Bills already know they got their guy. So there's some solace in that. Mm. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests will join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. That includes Monday Night Football's Lou Riddick. We'll ask him when we return. Simply put, simple question, long answer.
Tyrone Wheatley,
Michigan running back. Tyrone in Ann Arbor, you're on ESPN Radio. What in the world has happened to Cam Newton?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We should mention, you don't have to have too much or enough to beat the Jets, but this is a real question about what the Pats are going to bring to the table tonight. It is a pleasure to be joined by Louis Riddick. Let's just tell you a little bit about the Monday night preview here in just a second. Lou is with us. He joins us for the Monday night football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. We're going to get to, hang on, Key, you got something real quick?
No, go.
We'll get to Darnold here in just 1 second, but I got to ask you here, what in the world, Lou, as you get set for the broadcast tonight, what in the world is wrong with Cam Newton?
Yeah, I think, look, I wouldn't say there's anything wrong with him. I think you have to understand, you have to go back and understand that this is a guy who came into this system in New England that is totally different than the one he ran in Carolina for all the years he's been there, that had been being run by someone who had been there 20 years. He didn't have an off season. He was just getting caught up to speed during training camp. They were learning him. He was learning them. Yet they still came out of the gate pretty strong. Matter of fact, week two against Seattle, he looked great. People thought, man, Bill's about to do it again. Bill's about to pull one over on the league again. Then Cam got sick. Then they weren't able to practice. Then they had to shut down their facility. Then he came back, hadn't practiced. Guys hadn't been together for a while, so he had two bad games. He looked awful against San Francisco, came back last week against Buffalo, and looked pretty darn good. Had he not fumbled the ball at the end of that game, they're at the very least tying it, maybe winning it, and maybe they're back on track. So I think, Zubin, I think long story short, look, there's a lot of things that are going into why this season's so uneven for everyone and why it's uneven for guys like Cam in a new system in particular. I expect him to play real well tonight.
Louis, you obviously as a former NFL executive, you've scouted, you've seen, you've graded, you've done everything with a lot of NFL players, and you also played the game. When you look at Sam Darnold long-term for the New York Jets, is he the long-term answer despite not having anything around him to prove that point?
Yeah, I don't think, Keyshawn, it's a question that you can answer because of what you just said. When you say he has nothing around him, look, he has nothing around him, particularly on the offensive line, okay? Last week when they played the Chiefs, you saw early in that game, right from the get-go, Keyshawn, they're trying to run three-step drop, basic three-step drop, and this man is getting hit. When his back foot hits on the three-step drop, Chris Jones is smacking him in the face. Three-step drop. So what more? I mean, like, it's just like, damn. Okay, so he can't even do that. He can't even do that. And then on top of it, I mean, look, his top three wide receivers, this is going to be the first game all year that all three of the top three are going to be on the field at the same time, meaning Denzel Mims, Breshad Perriman, and Jamison Crowder. This is the first game this year. And he's not going to play. So, I mean, it's one of these situations where now he can't even benefit from having his guys with him. But maybe it is benefiting him that he's not out there on the field because he's just getting assaulted. And it's such a fail, man, on so many different levels in terms of what has happened to this young man since he's come into it. And he's 23. He's 23 years old, and people are like, well, maybe they should just go ahead and tank for Trevor and send Sam on down the road, as if Trevor wants to come into that kind of situation, or as if Trevor, like he's all of a sudden would just be the answer, meaning Trevor Lawrence. There's so many other things that they have to do to get this place heading in the right direction for any quarterback to have a chance. And I think Sam's just getting caught up in that buzzsaw, man, right now, which is unfortunate.
So you're now my new general manager of the L.A. whatevers, and I have Sam Darnold, and I have the number one overall pick. I'm putting you in that seat to make the decision on what to do with that number one overall pick. What would you do?
So you're saying this year in 2021?
Yeah, you got the number one overall pick.
Right, I got you.
Pretty much you're the Jets, Louis.
All right.
Well, I didn't want to fire Joe Douglas.
No, he's the Jets. You're the Jets.
I didn't want to fire Joe Douglas.
They're already done.
I get what he's saying. So if they said, all right, you come in here, now what are you going to do? I'll tell you what, I would have to think long and hard about it. Because I do like Sam. I liked him when he came out of school. I did. Do I like him as much as Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence? I mean, all things being equal, I can't say that I do. Because I do remember evaluating Sam when he came out of school. And I think if I was looking at these two young guys who are coming out now in this draft this year, and I haven't studied them real close, but I've looked at them enough, I would think all things being equal, I would probably want one of these two before him. I would probably want that. But what's best overall? I don't know what I would do right now, Keith. I can't say. But I will be honest with you and tell you this. I'm a big Justin Fields fan. I'm a big Trevor Lawrence fan. And I like Sam. I just don't know if I like him as much as those two. So I can't really give you an answer without just haphazardly picking a side right now.
Yeah.
Lewis, so let me ask another question to double down on that one. I'm not asking you to pick a quarterback right now or determine what you'll do with trade assets and things of that sort. But Adam Gase can't be a part of your future moving forward after this year, can he?
It'd be, again, on the outside, it'd be hard to see how that is going to turn out in his favor, given just how inept this team has been. It'd be hard to see that. And I mean, crazy things have happened. I mean, we see the Jets do things their own way. The general manager here has already expressed that Adam is not part of the problem, but he's going to be part of the solution going forward. So obviously they see it a little bit different, but who knows, man? I would have a tough time. Look, I'm all about the bottom line in this business. I mean, I get it. I really do. I doubt it as a player. I understood if you weren't good enough, you know, they would replace you. I remember Bill Belichick telling me that all the time. I mean, I've kind of been brought up in the game that way, and I believe it should be that way. And I think GMs and coaches should come and go together because they are interlocked together. So if they make a change at that position, Jay Will, if they want to go ahead and move on from Adam, I think they should. I think that's why guys should come in together and lead together. I hate that half, you know, it's the coach's fault or it's the GM's fault. And I think that's kind of like what may be setting up here in New York. Mm. But who knows? We'll see, man.
Hey,
we'll
Lou, see. Did you wear a Necro when you played?
No, you know what, though? You know what? I used to have my shoulder pad built up in the back because I had a neck. I used to get stingers a ton. Uh-huh. So I had it built up in the back. But it wasn't like one of them old school neck rolls. No, but I had my shoulder pads built up in the back.
So you had them. Okay. Because we was Bart Scott, you know, Brian Cox neck roll type. I bet you Lou wore neck roll.
I remember Brian. No, Brian Cox had a neck roll. That was a legit neck roll. He had like one of them old Notre Dame style neck rolls.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now, man. That's a hell of a neck roll. I've never seen nothing like this before.
Yeah, no, it certainly was there. Thanks a lot, though, Lou, for joining us.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lou.
He looks good in a suit, too, I'll say. Lou Riddick, Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, Lisa Salters, Monday Night Football. Tonight, the Pats and the Jets. The Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance, brought to you by Progressive Drivers Who Save with Progressive. Save over $750 on average. On the way, two MVP candidates that have one very interesting thing in common, and your calls on who you think the MVP is.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
One more thing is the one big award in the NFL, which can seal your legacy. That is being the NFL's MVP. Lamar's been the MVP. Pat's been the MVP. Russell Wilson and Ben Roethlisberger, Key and Jay, believe it or not, have never received a vote. Wilson's been in the league since 2012. Roethlisberger, 17 years in the league. 50 media members vote. You get one vote. If you want to split the vote, Key, you can give somebody a half and give somebody the other half. But this isn't like the coach of the year where you're down like to the top 10. You see what everybody's gotten. Pretty constricted on how you can vote. But neither one has ever gotten a vote, much less one. And both are in the mix this year.
Damn, Ben never got a vote?
I was surprised to hear that, too. We've been talking about Russ. That's been a big story about him all season long.
I'm just trying to think Ben's best years and who else was playing the position.
Right. Well, that first Super Bowl was all defense, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you can't give it to
him.
I'm
not even talking about Super Bowls. I'm just talking about his best years. But then you got Peyton Manning, and you're dealing – your years was dealing with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. You know, Brett Favre was somewhere around there in your years. So it's – when you start looking at some of the players at the quarterback spot, it's like, it's tough.
It's Jordan and Ewing, right?
How about this for context?
Ewing would have been great.
Only players ahead of Big Ben on the all-time win list, Brady, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. And they all have won multiple league MVP awards.
So there you go.
That's interesting.
But that's what I'm saying. Without even looking at the list that Jay just spit out there, it's just, you got to think about those quarterbacks that was in this league and playing. Adrian Peterson rushed for 2,000 yards. I mean, it's just... It's hard to fathom why he wouldn't get it, but at the same time, I could see why he didn't.
Fair enough. So we'll see if he indeed gets a vote or wins the award this
year.
Plus,
he was in a little bit of had some turbulence there along the way where, you know, a lot of times some of these people that cast these votes take some things personal and just so cast right over you.
No question about it. We should mention he's had a couple of off-the-field incidents, most notably to some a motorcycle accident, which really could have ended his career, honest with you.
Yeah. All that.
Don't look at me, Keyshawn.
I didn't say anything.
Got it.
I didn't say nothing.
You gave me the quick head
No, because I was waiting for you to chime in as the motorcycle expert.
Oh, you're the worst.
No, I'm not. What you mean?
Obviously, I'm not a motorcycle expert, or I would still be playing.
People going to be tweeting at
See,
you.
See, this is why it's the love-hate relationship,
Keyshawn. They're going to be like, you so mean. You're nothing. You know, on your little Twitter thing you be looking at all
Why is my Twitter got to be little?
Or big Twitter thing.
You got like 2.5 million followers, though, don't you? I think you got a couple million followers,
man.
It's
all good. It's all good.
I'm sure they right there. Keyshawn's a jerk. Get him off air. Why did you have to bring up that with Jay Will? Because I can. And we homeboys like that. So now.
No doubt about it. All right, let's see who you got.
That
was a bad one. I mean, really bad one. He flipped off.
That was early in his career,
too. Plus, he walked away from that.
Yes, no question about it. Let's go to the phone line. Omer in New York. You're on ESPN Radio. Omer, who is the NFL's MVP?
The MVP on the right now, it is Josh Allen.
Why?
You know why Josh Allen is the MVP? Because all these players, the brand name, Russell, he basically yesterday beat Wilson. And he makes plays in the first quarter and make his team go in the front right away. He makes plays in the first quarter. They are the best first quarter team. Secondly, he has the most potential that has not been exposed yet. And now he is... basically, New England Patriots were in their mind, all of the whole team. They put New England last week, changed their whole game plan, run to get New England out of their misery, because for so many years, New England was on the top of Buffalo Bills, and basically they put in their misery, and now they can relax. Now you will see every week Josh Allen performed, because they are not looking backward, they're looking forward, and you will see how he rises. He showed Russell Wilson, the other MVP candidate, yesterday. We exposed Seattle Supersonics, and they are making plays defensively. Last three games, they are making plays defensively
Omar!
At the end of the game. In
Omar!
The fourth quarter. Yes.
You sound angry, man. You sound,
really
angry.
Because
I feel
Johnson,
it. It's coming from
I
your chest.
I love you as a player.
No, that's not me.
I know
that's not,
that
no, that's not me.
Fan, and
yeah,
you don't like
get him,
the
Omar.
No, it's not me.
Get him, Omar.
That was Jay Will
No,
asking
that was
Keyshawn.
Get him, Omar.
No, I don't care about the Bills. I think Josh Allen is a good quarterback.
Keep throwing disrespect their way. Get him, Omar. Tell Key why you're mad, damn it.
The Buffalo Bills mafia is all over you, Keyshawn. You have to meet the team that buys it right there.
Yes, Omar. I love it.
I can tell Omar's a Bills fan. There's no question about it. He makes great points for Josh Allen, but Josh is not an MVP.
I never thought I'd say this. He's one of us. He's one of us. I never thought we'd get one.
I can't say that.
You can.
You can say that.
For the first time, the role reversal.
Yes.
I'm Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Yes, Omar. I love it.
You're safe.
We're not.
Jay in Virginia. Follow that. Looks like he dropped off. James in Las Vegas. You're on ESPN Radio. Follow that, James. Good morning.
Hey, how we doing?
What's up, James?
Hey, Big Ben Roethlisberger, the MVP. And minus $1.75 actually means you have to lay $175 to win $100, Keyshawn.
So wait, say it one more time.
Minus $1.75.
Okay.
Means you lay $175 and you get back $1. I mean $100, I'm sorry.
That's a bad bet, man. I'm not giving you 175 to win 100. I'm not taking that
bet. Well, it's a straight bet. It's a straight bet.
No,
if you look at Buddy Mayweather's account, he straight bets all the time, and he lay the juice and just pick up money because he lay racks, man.
If I give you 175, I need 175 back plus my 175.
But see, James, Key's betting with that big money, though, so he wants big returns. You know what I mean? He only sees the big returns.
He's betting for big money. Because look at Money Mayweather. When you see him betting for $100,000, $200,000 on a two- or three-teamer, and he'll lay the juice and wouldn't care.
Yeah, I ain't Money Mayweather, and I do care. So I need to get mine.
We're with you on the Big Ben thing, though.
I'm not giving you $175 to win $100.
Right.
If I give you $175, I need $175 back plus my $175 I gave you. That's a deal.
What if you just went to Linda with $4,000?
No. See, that's not going to work. If I'm giving you $4,000, I need what that dude made.
$443.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you a blackjack? Are you a craps? What are you?
I'm blackjack.
Okay.
I'll shoot some craps.
Let's do the craps table. Let's do it one time.
New White Sox manager Tony La Russa will be here tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.